This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. It's nearly dawn in Minneapolis, and that means efforts will soon get underway on the Mississippi River to recover bodies still under the water there. Divers will again try to reach vehicles that plunged into the river when an interstate bridge collapsed Wednesday. And they will search for those bodies. The Army Corps of Engineers had lowered the river's level by about a foot to assist in recovery efforts, but that caused its own set of problems. NPR's Jason Beaubien joins us now from the on-ramp of the I-35W bridge. Hello.
Good morning, Renee.
And talk to us about the latest on the recovery efforts. Have they been able to find any more victims?
They actually have not been able to pull out any more of the victims. There are four at this point confirmed dead, and they actually released the names of those four dead. There are eight more who are now officially missing. Police have also said that they do know that there are people that have been pinned, people who were trapped and are still in vehicles, and they've been trying to reach them. It's just been very difficult with the dangerous state of this wreckage. There's concrete that's overhanging. There are bits that are in the water that are still moving. There's a very large piece of what was the bridge that's now sitting down in the Mississippi River, and it's been moving with the current. So hopefully dropping the level of the water, which the Army Corps of Engineers did, will help them. But that actually led to more problems because it ended up leading to some currents that were making it difficult for the divers. And the divers actually were pulled out for quite a while yesterday and then got back in later in the day.
And what about the investigation into what caused the collapse?
The National Transportation Safety Board flew in a team of investigators yesterday. They say that team is almost entirely complete. It's now on the ground. They feel like they got some good work done on the very first day that they were working. They managed to gather quite a bit of evidence. They're very excited about a videotape which they received, which shows the bridge in a whole consecutive line of waves just collapsing in front of the frames of the video. They say that this is going to allow them to reconstruct what happened. They're going to be trying to use some computer forensics to do failure analysis. They warn, however, that this is not going to be quick, that it's going to take a long time to really determine what happened, what was the part of the bridge that failed, which led to the rest of the bridge finally collapsing. And they say that is going to take months, and that they know people want answers, but it's really going to take time to get the answers to why that happened.
And of course, this is a very heavily used bridge. About 140,000 people drove over it every day going in and out of the city. What's the impact on traffic? Must be awful.
It is quite dramatic. Traffic is being rerouted all onto these other bridges, which also flow between St. Paul and Minneapolis. People were actually quite good on the first morning. Many people were taking different routes. I think some people stayed away. But by yesterday afternoon, the afternoon traffic was just completely bumper to bumper on those other bridges, which were absorbing that traffic. The mayor is talking about how Minneapolis is going to deal with this major artery, an 8-lane freeway that ran right into the heart of Minneapolis, now being gone. And it's going to be gone for a very long time, and how they're going to have to deal with that. They're talking about rerouting some traffic, taking some streets that had stop signs on them and making those into throughways. So it's going to really mean changing things fairly dramatically in terms of the traffic patterns to absorb the loss of this bridge.
And just finally, is it possible there was this thought that because there was so much traffic but moving very slowly on Wednesday on the bridge at rush hour, there are actually fewer fatalities than if the cars had been going very fast on that highway?
Yeah, some law enforcement officers say that it was quite beneficial that it was bumper-to-bumper traffic. Four lanes that have been shut down for construction, and thus the cars weren't moving very fast. If they'd been going at 70 miles an hour, they say that those cars would have had car accident type of crashes as well going into the water, and it really could have been even worse.
Jason, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jason Beaubien in Minneapolis.